Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Maplewood WBAI Bylaws Revision Committee meeting of April 30th, 2002. My name is Paul Surivel. I'm a member of the Concerned Friends of WBAI New Jersey. I'm also the assistant coordinator of the WBAI membership campaign, and I'd like to welcome you all to Maplewood. I would also like to extend a welcome from the mayor of Maplewood, Vic DeLuca, who supported us during our struggle. He was the one public official outside of New York City who joined the press conference outside of City Hall when the New York City Council petition on behalf of WBAI was launched. That's Vic DeLuca. Maplewood has a lot of WBAI activists. Fred Nguyen, Steve Bernhout, Rosa Federico, our treasurer, and I actually just discovered, I don't remember your name, but someone who I've seen running around jogging all over Maplewood, who's joining us tonight, and probably a few others. And Andy Norris, well, no. Andy's from New Jersey, but not Maplewood. He doesn't rank that high. I do want to, if I could just put in a brief plug for the WBAI membership campaign. We have a display at that end of the room where you can purchase WBAI buttons. We have two versions. One is a little bit more prominent than the other. But they're both great advertising vehicles to promote the station. I actually sold a subscription yesterday because I was wearing a button and someone came into an elevator. He said, wow, I listen to the station. It's a great station. I asked him if he was a subscriber. He said, no, I never really bothered. I pulled out a subscription form and I think it's coming in. We have subscription forms. You can pick them up and just keep them with you all the time. Wear them in the subways. They're all designed to be seen on the opposite side of a subway car. And also the membership campaign sold five subscriptions at last Saturday's Folio fundraiser. So we're really on the way toward building membership. Now, this evening, we're honored to have in our presence a very dynamic councilman from Irvington, New Jersey, which is one town over that way. John Sowell. John is the vice president of the council, and he was he's also a member of People's Organization for Progress and an official of the Sheet Metal Workers Union in New Jersey. John is a committed social activist. He's committed to WBAI. The reason why John is here, this is a true story, is that I was in Staples on Route 22 printing up boycott flyers. John came by and said, wow, this is the struggle that I've been supporting. You know, you're the personification. We've met. And ever since then, he's been highly supportive of New Jersey Friends. He spoke at our October picnic. And he's currently involved in a very exciting campaign. He's also responsible for the second Civilian Complaint Review Board in New Jersey, which is now established in Irvington. And in fact, he made a comment about the situation they're facing with the review board, which is that now they've got the institution, and now that they have the institution, the problem is finding the people to staff the institution. And that kind of reminded me of what we're facing with all of our ideas about the bylaws and the elections. We still have to deal with the problem of finding the right people to run in the elections. So without further ado, I'd like to introduce you to John Sowell.
Thank you. Well, I'll be very brief. Just want to welcome everyone to Maplewood again. I'm from Irvington Township, which is the adjacent town to Maplewood. You probably passed through Irvington coming into Maplewood. A lot of bad press about Irvington lately, but it's going to change on May 14th. Paul mentioned a very important point. We are the second town in the state of New Jersey out of 566 municipalities to have a Civilian Complaint Review Board that is put in place to review the conduct of our police officers. And I was instrumental in getting that push forward with Larry Ham's help from Pop. But what we're dealing in Irvington is finding competent folks to be on this board. So anyone who lives in Irvington, has friends in Irvington, relatives in Irvington, let them know we need people to fill this board. It's just a matter of submitting a resume, being reviewed, and being part of this board. That's what's happening. I'm also an executive board member for Sheet Metal Workers Local 25, which is a construction union. You a tin knocker too?
No.
Oh, okay. Okay. Thank you. And I met Paul in Staples Copy Center once. That's where we met at. Maybe about 9 months ago. He was making copies, looked over his shoulder, and we've been friends ever since. So I want everyone to know here that whatever I can do as a councilperson in Irvington, as council vice president, as a member of the Democratic Committee, as a labor official, I'm here for WBEI. And I told Paul that when I met him, and I've been trying to be every time he's called on me to help with anything I can help with, whether it be use of my letterhead, access to my limited pool of folks that I do know. I am very close with the state senator, Ron Rice. I was his campaign coordinator, so I have access to a state senator through myself. If you ever need that kind of lobbying force, Paul is available to you. I can get you a meeting with Senator Rice on one day's notice because my relationship with Senator Rice. And I have some cards on me. Paul knows how to find me. I'm on the email list, I believe, correct? Councilman Sowell at AOL.com. That's one string. Sure, S-O-W-E-L-L. Sure, you can contact me. Because the board is made up of 9 members, 4 appointed by the mayor, and 5 appointed by the council. And I'm going to ask to be excused at 7:45 for a planning board meeting I have to attend. But thank you very much. I'm happy to be here. Hopefully, this is the start of a beautiful relationship because me and Paul are neighbors. Okay. Thank you again.
At this point, I'm going to turn the meeting over to Andy Norris, member of the WBAI Local Advisory Board, and Andy will be chairing tonight's meeting.
Can I speak in this? Okay. Can you all hear me through that?
Yeah.
Okay. My name is Andy Norris. I'm a lab member, Local Advisory Board member for the past 4 years. I'm not from Maplewood or from Mountainside, but I use the same staples when I'm copying things. Last time I went in to New York to something, I dashed into Staples, copied 200 things. Tonight we've got an agenda. I hope everyone has got a copy of it. It's over at the door if you didn't get one. And we'll try and follow the agenda a little bit late, but the first thing I want to do is hand you over to the real chairs of the Bylaws Revision Committee, Ray LaForest and Janice K. Bryant, and they'll say something.
Thank you. By the way, I'm not Janice K. Bryant. I'm the other one. Good evening. It's a pleasure for me to be here. I think it's what we're doing here tonight is very important. It's a process of education, but it's a process of linking hands, of getting to know each other, of deepening the understanding of what brings us here. The councilman says that we're doing it for BAI. Actually, we do it for BAI. BAI and Pacifica are doing it for us. This is a tool that we need to survive in this brave, new, dangerous world of George W. Bush. So, because of logistical problem that I hope you understand, it is predictable that most of the meetings that we've done have taken place in New York so far, and that I suspect the core of them will be in New York. So, I'm going to be long. I want to acknowledge the presence of Leslie Kagan, for those of you who don't know. Leslie is the executive director of Pacifica, and I'm sorry, she's a chairperson. I know I was up there, but I could travel a little bit further more. She's a chairperson of Pacifica, and we know.